Great feeling. Now, in fairness, it was a tough, very tough game out there. But look, as I said, look, six in a row, like, it's not done easily. The boys, a great group of fellas there, great management team there, and a great club. So, look, we're absolutely delighted now to bring the cup back to Clarny Celtic again.
Your ball for the second goal was particularly good. What was your view of it?
Look, I suppose we kind of knew that the Athletic, they were pressing up, and fairness to them, they're a good side, they're very well set up. Brendan Maloney's over there, and we knew that they are very well set up. But I suppose we knew when they're pressed up that we had that space in behind them. And obviously then I looked up, saw the run from Tripp, and just dinked it in behind. He made a great run, in fairness, and it was a super finish into the bottom corner. But I suppose, as I said, look, the Athletic, they were a great team, and it was a massive battle out there. And thankfully we got the goals at the right times.
And that third goal was the clinical, the crucial one, I suppose, or the clincher, for another cliche, because they were attacking, and it was from a counter attack from the corner that led to that goal.
Yeah, look, they started the second half very well. In fairness, they came right out, and I suppose there was a strong breeze in Mount Hawk, always seems to be. And they came out to start the second half, they really kind of pinned us in, and we got a great break. Tripp done very massive work there down the right, put in a super ball now, in fairness, and it was a great finish by Lee. So it really came at an important moment for us 10 minutes into the second half. I thought after that, obviously they threw everything they had on us, but I still think we were comfortable enough. I don't think there was any real clear cut chances there, so we defended very well, in fairness, from that moment on, and we got the job done.
Stephen, if I could just ask you, part of a management team, this is a historic occasion, what's your reaction?
Overwhelmed. I was trying to explain to the boys all year, because it's very hard to get a team up for winning trophies every year, the same players week in, week out, to train hard and stuff like that. That this will probably never be done in Kerry soccer again, for a club to win six doubles in a row. I believe that personally myself, and I take nothing away, but it won't mean that we won't be back fighting again for it again next year, because they're a great bunch of young fellas inside there. We have a nice age team now. Just a shout out to the older fellas, John McDonough and Gary Keane, who came back and helped us out through the end of the season, because we got absolutely hamstrung with injuries. And when you have to play a league final after, you know, working hard all season, it boils down to one game and you have a lot of injuries. You know, we're lucky that we had them to call upon, because I don't think we would have won the game as comfortably if they weren't there.
You managed the game very well. You know, you went back 2-1 up at half time, then come back out to go 3-1 up. You seemed to change the formation as well for more of a holding approach to it.
Yeah, well, you have to look at the opposition. You have to respect what they're doing. And when we went 2-1 up there, they did have a spell there at the end of the second half where normally we play one holding midfielder, and we just realised, look, we're under a bit of pressure. We have to sit back in just for a while and soak it up. And when we went back in, it suited us. It actually helped our play. We were actually getting on the football a little bit more. And we said we'd stick with it in the second half. And it's great to have a midfielder. Liam Splann, who's a centre half by trade, came in because of injuries again and done a fantastic job there. And it's great to be able to move fellas around, because I can play any of them anywhere. I can play them on the wing, I can play them in the centre of the park, I can play in centre half, and they know their jobs. You don't even have to explain it to them. So it's great to have the boy. Look, my job is easy, their job is hard, and I'm just proud of all of them.